It seems the British are waving a long goodbye to the humble handwritten check. The council that governs Britain's bank payment systems has voted to go electronic eventually. The council says checks will still be accepted until the year 2018. As Vicky Barker reports from London, at least some people aren't so happy to see the check go.
In 1990, Britons were writing 11 million checks a day. Today, that number's fallen to below 4 million, and it's plummeting fast as more and more people pay online or with plastic. So the UK Payments Council argues its decision to phase out checks over the next 9 years simply pulls the plug on a system already in terminal decline. But civic organizations fear how the move will impact millions of less well-off Britons, especially the elderly. Mervyn Kohler of the charity Age Concern.
It's going to add an extra tier of complexity to the lives of people who are struggling to live independently in their own homes.
He worries many seniors will resort to carrying cash around, making them easy targets for muggers. But a lot of big businesses and store chains have already stopped accepting checks because credit, debit, and online payments are so much quicker and cheaper to process. Not builder Roy Lilly, though. He trusts the human hand that writes a check far more than the unseen hands of cyberspace.
I feel safe with the check. I will never feel safe with online banking or anything. It scares me to even think about it.
And that is the human fault line here. Ever since trader Nicholas Vanneker wrote out the first known British check in 1659, Britain's small businesses, its corner stores, its plumbers, its builders, have depended on checks for their lifeblood. Stephen Alan Brittis of the British Federation of Small Businesses argues the decision to kill off checks was driven by the big banks, who stand to save more than $1 billion a year.
The check is important to small businesses, to charities, to subscription-based companies, to the voluntary sector and to schools, and it does not behove the Payments Council to entice the demise of the check, allow things to happen organically.
Sandra Quinn of the UK Payments Council says checks are a 1659 invention, not a 21st century invention. She says the long phase-out period was designed precisely to give people plenty of time to adopt new technologies.
We completely accept that for some people this decision could come as a real shock. So what we're saying is we're not phasing out the checkbook tomorrow. This isn't about that. This is about setting a long-term target date. And we want to make sure those customer needs are really taken care of.
The pro-check forces aren't done yet. Mark Hunter, a member of Parliament, is pushing to make Britain's big banks, already under fire for their confusing fees and swingeing penalty charges, reconsider.
After all, we've just bailed them out, literally to the tune of billions of pounds. Now they want to charge us for accessing our own money from cash machines and at the same time are proposing to scrap checks. They don't understand what service is all about.
But barring some last-minute reprieve, the last check in Britain will be written out on October 31st, 2018. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.